Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So if you remember the story of the fall of Jericho in the book of Joshua, you remember that the walls fell down as the Israelite army marched around the city, blowing trumpets seven times. And then after the destruction, Joshua says this. It says, Joshua then pronounced this oath, saying, "Cursed before the Lord be anyone who tries to build this city, this Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn, he shall lay its foundations. At the cost of his youngest, he shall set up his gates." And that reminds me of a passage in the New Testament where Jesus says of some of the cities surrounding the Sea of Galilee, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes." So first we get a reading from the Old Testament, the book of Joshua, and then we get this story according to the Gospel of Luke in the 10th chapter. So what we see is that Joshua cursed the city of Jericho once the walls of that great city had fallen and the Israelites had taken possession of it. And then Jesus actually curses three cities in Galilee that refuse to respond to his message of repentance. You know, if you travel to Israel today, you can visit the ruins of Jericho. It's still a thriving city, but there are ruins, tells all over the place that have yet to be excavated. But you can see the ruins of Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum. And when you see them, you're hard-pressed to ignore that something went terribly wrong in those communities. The only semblance of a wall around Jericho are the defensive barriers the Israelis put up in place to seal the Palestinians off from the rest of the country and the rest of the world. Jericho may be one of the longest continually inhabited cities in the world, but it is also a city besieged and a location among countless ruins that have never been excavated. And to the north in Galilee, you've got Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum, cities that once thrived. You know, they were in this lush, picturesque Galilean countryside, and now they're nothing more than crumbled ruins. I mean, plenty of people and many scholars may doubt the historicity events such as the walls of Jericho tumbling down to the shouts and trumpet blasts of the Hebrew people. But I'll tell you, stand in the midst of the ruins of Chorazin, Bethsaida, Capernaum, and on the outskirts of Jericho, and you will feel the truth of those ancient curses. What Joshua cursed, what Jesus cursed, really died. And in several instances, stayed dead. It may be hard to believe all the stories of the Bible, but it might be a grave mistake to discount them entirely. Predictions, prophecies, even certain curses made in the Bible really do have a way of coming true. So the question I just want you to grapple with is do you believe in the Bible? Do you believe in the Bible? Do you believe in this articulated word of God to give guidance and direction? Can it be trusted? While Scripture always needs to be interpreted, can it be trusted? Let's pray. Lord God, there's a temptation to put little or no stock in the claims and stories of the Bible. They can often feel fanciful, as if they're idle tales meant to impart lessons or rather to instill fear. But Lord God, the Bible is primarily a story about you and humankind's struggle to learn how to be in relationship with you. Lord God, you know we fail in so many ways, but we ask that you would help us not to fail to take you seriously. For you are our God, and we long to be your people. And we need to get as serious about that relationship as you are. That is the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.